You're listening to the Websurd and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. A Yandex spokesperson has confirmed whether or not the search engine is planning to enter Iran. Twitter has introduced an advertising option for its Moments feature. And Amazon has opened Diwali stores on its US and UK sites. A Yandex spokesperson has confirmed with Websurd TV that the search engine is not planning to enter Iran. The Yandex press office commented on speculation that the search engine was about to enter the Iranian market, saying, "We are always ready to discuss new opportunities for partnership, but currently we have no plans to open new offices." Rumors had been circulating that Yandex was about to enter Iran following a meeting between the Russian and Iranian communication ministers last week. Recently, Yandex opened an office in China to help it better serve Chinese customers targeting the Russian market. Twitter has introduced an advertising option for its Moments feature, a move which is strikingly similar to the service offered by the Chinese messaging app WeChat. Twitter will allow one advertiser every day to run a promoted Moments campaign for 24 hours. The promoted Moments channel will be prominently displayed on the site, with advertisers having the ability to curate tweets, pictures, and videos. The first promoted Moments ad campaign will run this week, promoting the new film Creed. This is just the latest of a slew of new features that Twitter has announced in recent weeks. Earlier this month, Twitter introduced a polling feature, as well as conversion lift reports, which allow advertisers to see how effective their ads really are. The e-commerce giant Amazon has opened Diwali stores on its US and UK sites to cater for the large number of Indian immigrants in the countries. Indian sellers will now be able to sell their products on Diwali stores targeting the two countries, with an Amazon spokesperson saying that India has the potential to become a great exporter on the platform. Online shoppers in India are expected to spend around $8 billion on e-commerce sites over the Hindu holiday season, with Hindus in the US and UK also predicted to spend a significant amount of money on gifts bought online. Dried fruit, sweets, clothes, jewelry, watches, electronics, and artwork are common Diwali gifts. A recent published report by YStats has explored the Middle Eastern B2C e-commerce market. The research found that the United Arab Emirates had the most mature e-commerce market with the highest levels of online shopping, smartphone, credit card, and internet penetration in the region. Saudi Arabia had the second biggest B2C e-commerce market, with mobile e-commerce being particularly popular in the country. Over two-thirds of online shoppers in the country used smartphones to engage in e-commerce. Bahrain has the fastest growing B2C e-commerce market, with the Iranian market also growing at a significant pace. Internet penetration was rising fast in Jordan and Oman, but e-commerce had not taken off in these markets. Less than 20% of Qatari internet users bought online, with high online prices being blamed for the lack of uptake. A similar story was seen in Israel, where lowering prices was also seen as key to increasing rates of e-commerce. Souq was the most popular e-commerce site in the Middle East, with Amazon, eBay, and AliExpress also being popular options. And finally, Goldman Sachs has updated its predictions for the Indian e-commerce market. It now predicts that the Indian e-commerce market will be worth over $100 billion by 2020, up from its previous prediction that it would be worth $81 billion by that time. A spokesperson has commented on the updated prediction, saying, "Higher growth in this space is due to the higher than expected internet and smartphone penetration, digital wallet adoption, last mile logistics investments, continued discounting, and better execution." And that's all from me today. Thanks for listening, and be sure to visit websurdan.tv for more news as well as in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals. Goodbye.